A guide on the most effective Vastu tips for getting rich. Some people try their luck with lotteries, some others please gods and planets to gain wealth. No matter the path, gaining wealth depends upon a lot of things. One of those things is Vastu. Correct Vastu is known to invite more than just positivity. It invites wealth as well. Want to know more about the correct Vastu for getting rich? If yes, then we have a right astrological tips and suggestions that will help you in rectifying any kind of Vastu dosha that might be hindering the arrival of wealth in your life. Let's dive in. First, Vastu tips for the north direction to gain wealth. You must have heard about the phrase Kuber ka Khazana. Kuber is the god of wealth. Wealth is known as Khazana, and the north is his direction. So naturally, the Vastu of the north direction matters a lot. The right Vastu for getting rich by planning the north direction requires the following considerations. First, hang a Kuber Yantra on the north wall of the house. Second, remove certain items like a shoe rack, dustbin, or a broom, anything that's associated with untidiness from the north. Third, keeping heavy furniture in the north direction is considered to create obstructions. So, keep the north corner of the house as free and spacious as possible. Fourth, the lucky color for the northern rooms is blue. So, blue curtains and blue paint is known to be the right Vastu tip for getting rich. Avoid red at all costs. Second, Vastu tips for the southwest direction to gain wealth. Southwest is another very important direction in Vastu Shastra for wealth. The correct Vastu for getting rich by using the southwest corner in the house can thus double the chances of getting rich. Some Vastu tips to plan the southwest corner are listed below. First, the locker where you keep all the jewelry, money and financial documents should be kept in the southwest direction in such a way that the door of the locker or safe opens in the north or northeast. The reason is again the same. North is the direction of Lord Kuber. Second, pastel shades of pink and peach are known to be lucky for the southwest corner of the house. Having curtains in these hues will bring good luck and fortune. Third, keeping two idols of Lord Hanuman in the southwest corner can bring wealth. You can also hang a painting of Lord Ganesha on the southwest wall to attract wealth. General Vastu tips for wealth. Vastu, as we know, teaches about two things: the proper placement of different items to avoid negativity and the importance of constructing a house in a way that every room is facing the right direction. Some such Vastu tips for getting rich have been listed in the section below. Let's explore it in detail. Third, construction of the toilet in the right way. Improper construction of a toilet is one of the leading reasons of Vastu dosha in a house. Now that you know that the placement of a toilet can actually affect the wealth you acquire, you should pay special attention to the following factors in order to manage the Vastu for getting rich. First, the toilet should be constructed in the northwest side of the house. Second, do not ever make the mandir in such a way that it has to share a wall with the bathroom. Gods take it as an offense, and that can reduce luck and wealth both. Third, the shower area should face east. Also, the eastern wall of bathroom can use to hang mirrors. Fourth, managing the water element in the house. Whether it's an aquarium, a swimming pool, or even a small ceramic fountain, they have to be kept in a certain way in order to attract wealth. Some of the do's and don'ts to balance the water element in the house to attract wealth are as follows. First, don't ever keep a water tanker, an overhead water tanker in specific, in the northeast and the southwest corner in the house. Second, small water fountain should be kept in the northeast corner of the house only. Astrologers also suggest that having an aquarium attracts wealth too. Third, don't ever let the water stagnate in a water fountain or the aquarium. It can cause huge financial losses. Fifth, Vastu tips for the doors and windows in the house. The placement of the doors and windows matters too when talking about vastu for getting rich. Some of the few things to remember about the doors and windows in a house are as follows. First, the entrance door should always be bigger than every other door in the house. Second, if the door that you have is too shuttered, make sure it opens in the inside direction. Third, the doors made in wood are known to bring positivity. Fourth, repair damaged doors. Always keep the doors oiled so that the hinges are smooth. Fifth, doors and windows are considered auspicious when they are in even numbers. Sixth, every window in the house should be symmetrical. Seventh, try that. No two doors face each other directly. FAQs. Everybody wants to acquire wealth and get rich. Some people please planets to gain wealth. Some appease gods. But if nothing works, know that it might be the Vastu Dosh. That could be the reason behind financial losses. Since Vastu for getting rich is a diverse topic, we have made a list of some of the most important questions that you will certainly find very enlightening. First, which is Kubera Corner according to Indian mythology and Vastu Shastra? North is the direction of Lord Kuber, the Indian god of wealth and gold. Second, how can I attract wealth according to Vastu for getting rich? Hanging a Kuber Yantra on the north wall of the house helps in attracting wealth. Also, keep the safe with money and jewelry in the southwest corner only. Third, does keeping a money plant attract wealth? Yes, it does. According to Vastu Shastra, a small money plant in the southeast direction attracts wealth and fortune. Fourth, what are the lucky colors for the southwest corner according to Vastu? Light shades like pink and peach are considered to be very auspicious for the southwest corner of the house.